I was convinced otherwise. So we'll try to discuss a little bit more about Dan Basulim, and then hopefully by the end of Shir today we'll move on to Yoledes, to Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet. If you remember, basic halacha of Dan Basulim is that a person is Konis of Basula, so he's Boel B'ilas Mitzvah Koresh. We mentioned how the Gemara has various shiurim based on the age of the girl who you marry. But we paskin that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they learned the whole perek, and they only came out with the following din, Boel B'ilas Mitzvah Koresh. Basically, we're machmir that in all situations, we are Boel U'Poresh. That's the din of Dan Basulim. And what we learned last time was a discussion in the Rishonim as to the reason for Dan Basulim. Right, the Rishonim had an involved discussion. Why is it that we're machmir on Dan Basulim? And we pointed out when we learned that there seems to be four or five reasons why we would be machmir on this. Just one second. Four or five reasons why we'd be machmir. And the primary reasons that we'll deal with are the reasons of the Rush and the Rashba. The Ramban's reason doesn't seem to be mainstream. The Ramban holds that we're never told of a Makkah. But the reasons of the Rush and the Rashba seem to be the major reasons. There are two reasons found in the Rush and two reasons found in the Rashba that we went through last time. That basically the Rush, in our perek, assumes that since Biyom HaKol Basura, since everyone has B and there's so many details, so we're worried that maybe you'll marry a girl who is a Bulgaris and you treat her like she's a Naira, Bulgaris, all the details. So therefore the Rush is Machmer and Dan Basulim. That's the Rush in Nida. The Rush, however, in Ksubis said a different reason. Who remembers the Rush's reason in Ksubis? What? Right? That maybe there was regular Dam Nida that came out with the Dam Basulim, and the concern is that maybe Shepazera covered that Dam over. That issue that the Rush in Ksubis addresses sounds a shtickle like Chimur of Bia. No? The issue is that because of the type of Bia, maybe the woman will, and we said that the Sefer HaOgur, I think, Ogur, that good, I forgot which one, assumes that the reason for Dan Basulim is always because of some taiva for Bia. That's why he assumed it applies even to Alman. Now that was rejected, says the Lechem B'Simla. But the Rush holds, when you marry a Basula, there's a concern that the first Bia will lead to some Chimur, Shema Chifohu Shechvah Zera. That's the reason of the Rush in Ksubis. The Rashba has two reasons. Reason number one of the Rashba is that Chayshinan Kiddush Shmuel. And reason number two of the Rashba was that this is a Makkah Lefi Sha'a. And that's why we're Machmer in this Makkah. Ordinarily, we are Mekel with Dam Makkah. But over here, because it's a temporary Makkah, so therefore we are Machmer. Those are the four reasons. Question is, which reasons do we really paskin like? Of these four reasons, are we really choshesh that it's some issue of chimur or not? Fundamentally, right, that's the major question. Am I nervous that there is going to be chimur and that's what creates the issue of Dan Basulim? Or do I say that no, that Dan Basulim is just a chumrah within the general issue of Makkah, right? If I would say that the major reason of the Rashba is reason two, right, and the issue is it's a chumrah within Makkah, that's very different than the Rush's approach, that there's some chimur and it got covered over. Which of these reasons do we paskin like? And we also have to acknowledge that there are stiras in Rush's, etc. So, like most things in Yiddishkeit, it's complicated. But b'kitzer hama'aseh, the Sidrei Tahara in Sifkatin Aleph and Sifkatin Gimel analyzes the Rishonim. Right, that's what the Sidrei Tahara does. The Sidrei Tahara basically says, well, reason one of the Rashba we pointed out last time is difficult. We mean Chashin and Kiddush Shmuel. We hold Shmuel's lo shchiach.
So then he tries to answer, well, maybe there's a difference between a Bia Gemura and just a Hara'ah. That's what he says in reason one. In reason two, that it's a Makal Lefi Sha'a, the Sidrei Tahara asks, he says, but Lamaisa are Tola on the Makal Lefi Sha'a. Right? We're always told on the temporary Makkah. And you get the impression from the Sidrei Tahara and Sif Katin Aleph that he's rejecting the Rashba. Then he comes up and he says, Mihu Yesh Lomar, Deshaini Hasan, Deshaim Makkah Achas Hei. In other words, that we could say that Dam Basulim is a different type of Makkah. It could be that a regular Makkah Lafi Sha'a is the same as a Makkah that's a permanent Makkah. And therefore, a regular Makkah, we are going to be Tola on. Even if this happens to be a temporary Makkah, but Shem Makkah Achasi. However, Dam Basulim is a different Shem Makkah, so therefore, Dam Basulim we're not Tola on. That's what the Sidrei Tahara says, but he says as a Mihu Yesh Lomar, like as a Yishuv, you get the impression that the Sidrei Tahara is rejecting this Rashba. That's the impression that you get. Now, what does the Sidrei Tahara say within the Rush? The Sidrei Tahara within the Rush says, "I there's a steer in the Rush. Is it because of Bial HaKomasura or because of Shema Chifuhu Shechvazera?" Answers the Sidrei Tahara and Sifkotin Gimel that there is the Tam HaTakana and then there's the Geder HaTakana. The Tam HaTakana, when Chazal said that Dam Basulim is a problem, the reason they said the problem is reason number one of the Rush, because Bi'ala Kol Masura, where are you going to make a mistake? Once they did that, the Geder Hadin is that we're also going to say that there's a Shtikul Damnida that might have gotten mixed in. In other words, the Sidrei Tahara is saying that we're not treating Dam Basulim like it is, Dam Basulim within the Rush. We're not treating it like it is Dam Makkah with a Chumrah. Rather, we're going to treat it like there's Dam Nida there because of the very far out chance that there was some Dam Nida because of Chimur and that Dam Nida got covered. It's a far out chance. It's so far out that Chazal never would have made the Gezerah for that reason alone. However, once Chazal make the Gezerah, they make the Gezerah because of Bi'al HaKol Masura, then they treat it like it's Dam Nida that got mixed in. That's what the Sidrei Tahara says.
You said we treat it like Dam Nida.
We treat Dam Basulim like it's Dam Nida that got mixed in, even though the reason for the Takana would not have been based on Dam Nida that got mixed in. Right? Chazal would not have made a Takana for that reason, but once they made the Takana, we treat it like there is Dam Nida. Right? That's the Maskana of the Sidrei Tahara. Okay, so Sidrei Tahara seems to be rejecting the Rashba. He's defending the Rashba b'dochak. And then the Sidrei Tahara is saying, well, the pshat in the Rush, I have a stira in Rushes, he says. What's my yishuv to the stira in Rushes? This is the Tam HaTakana, and this is the Geder. Hey, we have this type of idea very often. Bishul Akum, no? Bishul Akum, the reason why Chazal said Bishul Akum is Aser, is Mishum B'nai Sehem. The Geder HaTakana is, Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah, because what? Because maybe Shem Yachilehu Davar Tamei. In other words, what Chazal is saying is that out B'nai Sehem, it wouldn't have become a Cheftza Machalos Asuros. It wouldn't have made my Patreif. But the Geder Hadin is that it makes my Patreif. It becomes Machalos Asuros. Right? We have this with Stam Yenom. Right, we have Stam Yenom, Chazal says Aser Mishum B'Noseim. It's like the opposite of Bishul Akum. But the Geder Hadin is Mishum Nisuch. Nisuch is Lo Shchiach. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Rabbi Ganak always speaks about Bishul Akum. These are the Mishalim he gives. But there's a very common Yisod in Lomdus. There's the Tam HaGezerah, and then there's the Geder HaGezerah. And that's what the Sidrei Tahara is saying within the Rush. Now, why is this important, gentlemen? This is important because it will help us understand a few of the major dinim in Dam Basulim. One of the major dinim that we encounter in Dam Basulim is if I have a Bi'a Gemura, without dam. What's the din of that? She's asura, no? She's asura either if it's a bia gemura without dam, or if it is a hara'a, an incomplete bia, and there's bleeding. In either case, it's asur. Why would bia gemura without dam be asur? Why would it be usher? According to the Rashba, is there a reason it should be usher? Probably not. According to the Rush, though, I could say that it should be usher because of, well, reason two, that maybe there was some damnida that got in with the Bia Gemura, right? We say every woman has some dam basulim, that's what we assume, and the damnida came with it. Yeah, Jason, you had a question? Yeah, I mean, you could say that, well, it's normal to have dam basulin, but according to the Rashba, though, it's very difficult. Because especially reason two of the Rashba, that we're governed by rules of Makkah. If I'm governed by rules of Makkah, I don't know that there was a Makkah here. Right? If anything, it's a complete bia. Right? There's no Makkah necessarily, there's no dam. Why would it be usher? According to the Rush, I could say it's usher because of Sheminis Aribao Damnida. The fact that Shulchan Aruch is Machmir is either a Raya that we hold like the Rush says a Sikri Tahara, or it's a Raya that even the Rashba is Maskim to the Rush. If you look in the Sikri Tahara at the beginning of Sifkat and Gimel, he has a line that sounds like he holds the Rashba might be Maskim to the Rush. Okay, so what we're trying to say is that this issue, Bia Gemur below Dam, makes much more sense according to the Rush, no? Next issue. Let's say a woman has her basulim removed surgically, not al yaday bia. Sometimes a woman has a hymen that is too tight and it can't be penetrated, so it's removed surgically. Is there an issue of dam basulim after that occurrence? This is a big issue in the Paiskim, no? Reb Moshe Feinstein versus the Minchas Yitzchak, yeah? No different than Mukaseh, it's right. It's the same type of thing. Mukaseh was the Gemara's way of dealing with this, correct? But today we deal it with Hasaras Basulim, the instrument. I think that's where Reb Moshe writes it, instrument. Right? So, what's the status over here? So, just Halacha L'maisa. Right, Rav Moshe Feinstein. I think it's called a hymenectomy. I think that's the name of the procedure that they remove the hymen. Rav Moshe Feinstein is Makel. Right, this is Rav Moshe in Chelak Aleph Simin Peizayin. He assumes that there's no concern of Dam Basulim. The Minchas Yitzchak. In Chelak Dalet somewhere. I think it's in Mem Dalet is Machmir. And the Shevet HaLevi. In Chelak He. Simon Kuf Yutes. That's a nice Marimakom. The Shevet HaLevi is also Machmir. That she becomes a Nida when you remove the Dam Ayidein instrument. Now the case in Rav Moshe is like this. That the doctors remove the Basulim Ayidein instrument. They tell the couple they have to be a shortly after, in order to keep the osel makom open. If they're not going to have bia, so it might close up. If you're going to be machmir and assume that they can't have bia because she becomes a nida ayyadeh, removing the basulim with the instrument, so then they can't have the bia after, then it's going to close up again. So if Moshe writes, in that particular case, even the Rashba would be makel. Because the Rashba holds that we're only Machmir because it's Lefi Sha'a, because it's a temporary Makkah. In that particular case that he addressed, right, if we're not going to have Bia after, it's going to become like a permanent situation, no? That's Rav Moshe's Kuntz. But Rav Moshe writes that even if it's a situation they remove the Basulim entirely, Ayyadeh the instrument, and you don't have to have Bia right away after, Rav Moshe still is Makel. Because Rav Moshe holds that fundamentally the din of Dam Basulim is based on Chimur for Bia. And chimur for bia only sets in when, right, in the normal situation. But when you're in a doctor's office with a scalpel, there's no chimur for bia. So Rav Moshe is mekel because he is working with the Rosh's reason. The Shevet HaLevi is machmir because the Shevet HaLevi says hagam, that according to the Rosh, I could say it's only when there's a chimud for bia, but according to the reason of the Rashba, that we're machmir because it's a temporary makkah, over here also we should be machmir. Right? So the reasons, Reb Moshe versus the Shevet HaLevi, is really Rosh versus Rashba. Are you confused, Mr. Bennett?
No.
Right? You're confused. Okay. What confuses you? Okay, basically, according to Rav Moshe, the reason for the chumrah of dam basulim is because we're worried that there's going to be some chimud for bia, and in a situation when it's not al yedei bia, where the basulim come out al yedei a scalpel, so then there's no issue of dam basulim. That reason is a rush reason, no? Chimud for bia, we see that on the board, it's from the rush. The Rashba, Rav Moshe says, is also maskim to the reason of chimud for bia, but Rav Moshe thinks it's so obvious you don't have to say it. It's a very funny line, Rav Moshe. Yeah.
Why don't you say there's
Well, the Shabbos, does the removing of the basulim themselves cause, right, because there is now a makkah, so maybe I should be nervous, since this is a temporary type makkah, I have to be machmir on it. And the dam that came out from the basulim,
the
dam from the surgery, maybe makes her a nida.
I thought you were asking if they have bia.
Well, if the dam that came out from surgery makes her a nida, so then they can't have bia right after.
Right, but everyone holds that the first bia for sure she's tahora after.
Everyone holds the first bia is what? In this case, yes. In this case, for sure she's going to be tahora after the first bia, but according to the Shevet HaLevi, you can't have that first bia until she becomes tahora after the surgery. You see, the Shevet HaLevi is working with the Rashba, that the governing reason of dam basulim is that it's a makkah lefisha. No?
What do you say about
it? Even so, he would be... What would happen in that case? Right? What do you do? I guess you have to have the doctor remove it in a way that it'll be so permanently removed that they don't need to have bia right away. The Tzitz Eliezer is only makel in that case, where they have to have bia right away. Wouldn't be makel in any other case. In other words, he accepts Rav Moshe's Sfera number one, not Rav Moshe's Sfera number two. The point is, the Kitzer, that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in this tshuva, Chelak Aleph Siman Pei Zayin, Rav Moshe feels that the real reason for dam basulim is like it's dam chimud. Chimud for bia. And Rav Moshe holds everybody's masking to this. Even the Rashba's masking to this. But the Shevet HaLevi isn't sure. The Shevet HaLevi says, since I'm not sure what it is, maybe we have to be choshish for the Rashba's reason. She becomes a nida al yedei the surgery. But the Shevet HaLevi writes in the Tshuva and Chelak Tes, Simen, Kuf Ayin Vav, letter Yod, that you don't make a bracha when you go to the mikveh after removing the basulim with an instrument. Because I don't know, but he's not so convinced that she'd make a bracha. I don't know that the Rashba is correct. Now, Rav Moshe seems to be borne out, based on the Sidrei Tahara's analysis, that the Sidrei Tahara fundamentally rejects the Rashba, right? And there's a line in the Sidrei Tahara that even according to the Rashba, there's a concern of Shemanis Arif Bol Damnida Al Yidei V'Chimud, right? So that's what Rav Moshe says. Most Morei Hora'ah, certainly in our yeshiva, hold like the Rav Moshe, especially because Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also held like Rav Moshe. Okay? So far so good? Now, there is a very big Talmud Chacham who used to be the posek in Lakewood, New Jersey, who somehow in recent years has become the posek for a considerable segment of the Yeshiva University community, right? Named Rav Abadi. right? And Rabbi Abadi, right? Everyone knows Rabbi Abadi because if you ever spoke to Rabbi Simon in any given sentence, you heard the word Rabbi Abadi at least 10 times, correct? Okay. Everyone familiar with this? So Rabbi Abadi in his tshuvas in the Sefer Or Yitzchak, Volume 1, Simon Lamed Gimel and Lamed Daled, Rabbi Abadi has a tshuva about Dan Basulim. And Rabbi Abadi has the following idea. You see, one thing you should realize about Rabbi Abadi is that every one of his big kulas really comes from a perspective of trying to prevent Klal Yisrael from doing Isurim or trying to get Klal Yisrael to do a mitzvah. Right? He's very makel, let's say, on silkscreen Sifrei Torah. Why is he makel on silkscreen Sifrei Torah? Because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to write a Sefer Torah. Klal Yisrael isn't being the kind of mitzvah properly. So therefore, I'll come up with an eitzah to be able to perform this important mitzvah properly, right? So here also, Rav Abadi has a huge kula in Dan Basulim. But the kula he has for Dan Basulim is based on coming from a perspective of being matzo klal Yisrael from Averis. You see, the Metzius is like this, right? Let's be honest. A couple gets married and the couple is very excited about being together, and on the wedding night they have an opportunity to be together. Wonderful, but then they have to separate after, no? And it could be that then they get to be together, let's say, 12 days or 2 weeks later. Sometimes the woman is Pirsa Nida in between. And Bia Shania, it could be, it's not unheard of, that there's going to be Dam again. Let's say there was some Dam at Bia Rishona, and then there's going to be Dam again at Bia Shania, and sometimes it could go on. And Bia Shlishis, there could be Dam also. And right, it could be very hard to be a Chassan. It could be very hard to be a kala also. Right? Don't think it's only for the guys. It's hard for both. It's a very difficult situation. Couples get married, and they really don't have opportunities to be together. So, now what often happens in these situations, we know about, everyone knows about the Yetzer Hara, right? He exists, and unfortunately, it could lead to Averis, it could lead to Tzar Zer Levatola, it could lead to terrible things. So based on this, Rav Abadi said, I've been dealing with Chassanim for many, many years, Simon Lama Gimel in the Sefer, and I noticed how difficult it is for the Chassanim. He phrases it from the Chassanim, but from the Kala's perspective also, how difficult it is. So therefore, he said he had to come up with a kula for Dan Basulim. So Rav Abadi writes that everybody knows that Dam Basulim is fundamentally Dam Maka, right? Dam Maka we should be Mako on. How come we're Machmir over here? So Rav Abadi basically assumes that we're Machmir on the Dam Basulim because we're Chushish that the woman is a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. That's the way he analyzes the Sugya. She sees Dam, the first time they have Bia, there's a concern maybe she's a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. In other words, we don't know for sure that the Dam that's coming out is Dam Maka. Maybe it's regular Dam Nida. Therefore, Zakt Rav Abadi, if I know for sure that the Dam that's coming out is Dam Maka, for example, the woman went to the doctor before she got married, the doctor examined her and said, you know what, you have Basulim here, and these Basulim are going to bleed when you have Bia. We know that there is a Dam Maka, then Rav Abadi is Mekel. He says the only reason we're Machmir on Dam Basulim is because maybe she's a Roa Dam Achmas Tashmish. Zakt Rav Abadi, it is, no one says, he argues, that the concern of Dam Basulim is because the chimur of Bia will lead to Dam coming out. He bases his entire tshuva on this, no one says. If the issue would be that we're worried that out of the chimur of Bia, Dam came out, so then I have no kula, even though I know that there's a maka here, but maybe there's also Dam Nida that came out, Ayde the chimur of Bia. Rav Abadi says, no one says that. That's what he argues. No one says that. And therefore, Rav Abadi holds, if a woman goes to the doctor before she's married, so then she then we know the dam that comes out is dam maka, then she is going to be tahora. And he says, al yedei zeh, we can save Klal Yisrael from the michshol. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, right, in Simon Lamed Dalet of the Or Yitzchak, and it goes on to Simon Lamed Hey also, it's the same thing. Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hey is really the same thing. Lamed Dalet is just Reb Shlomo Zalman's tainus to Rav Abadi, and Lamed Hey is Rav Abadi's response to Reb Shlomo Zalman. But it's the same thing. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, whoa, Rav Abadi, one second, you're telling me that if you go to the doctor and you know that there are besulim, so then we can be tola b'maka. If you're right, that if you know there is a besulim, we're tola b'maka, so then even if you don't go to the doctor, a woman knows she has besulim. Like, people are not blind and not deaf, they're not dumb. Right? They know they have besulim. So therefore, you should be tola on maka even without going to the doctor. So Rav Abadi writes back to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, well, who says women know, right? That women don't know their own bodies, and it could be that she thinks she has basulim, she doesn't have basulim. That's his issue. So that's the back and forth between Rav Abadi and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Now, just a few ha'aras on Rav Abadi, and then we'll get to your taina in a second. Rav Abadi's entire tshuva, his entire kula, by the way, maybe we'll say something else in a minute, but Rabadi's entire kula is based on the fact that there's no concern that machmas chim would be a dam will come out. In other words, he is ignoring a rush in ksubis. He's ignoring the fact that the Sidrei Tahara says that the rush in ksubis stims with the rush by Nida. Right? Remember, the rush in Nida begins by saying it's not because of chim would be a. Right? The Sidrei Tahara puts it there and says, yeah, the tam ha-gezer is not because of chim would be a, but the geder is. Right? He's ignoring that whole lumdus. He's basically entirely working with his own mahalach that it's based on that's based on the concern of ro adam machmas tashmish. That's basically his entire thing. And memela, he comes up with this big kula. I would say that Rav Abadi is really working within a Rashba camp. That the issue is it's a maka, but right, he's also adding a knik that if we know 1,000,000% it's a maka, we'd be makel. We're only machmir because we are concerned maybe there's an off chance that's not a maka. That's really what Rav Abadi is saying. I'm not comfortable with this tshuva. It rubs me the wrong way to try to get rid of the entire din of Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Just say, go to the doctor. I understand he's coming from a very, very holy place, that he wants to save Klal Yisrael from Averis. I got that, but I'm not comfortable being Mekal and rejecting an entire Simon in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
Okay, just discussion between Rav Abadi and Rav Shlomo Zalman about whether you need a doctor or not. I haven't read the truth, but presumably,
Reb Shlomo Zalman is doing a reduction. This is a classic Reb Shlomo Zalman. This is in terms of methodology of Psach.
Okay, so I assume that's Reb Shlomo Zalman. Right. Meaning, if you think you don't need a doctor, then there's no reason there shouldn't have been true at the time of the Gemara.
Exactly. Right.
And that's why, and Rav Abadi, in order to say, just to see us, to get it off the ground, has to assume that this is something that in the time of Chazal they couldn't have
possibly. There was no institution of women's doctors looking for Basulin at the time of the Gemara. The facts are here. You could read it.
That is what
Reb Shlomo Zalman, again, a general mahalach of Reb Shlomo Zalman, his tshuvas, is he gets you to be maskim to a certain thing, lefi shitascha, but then it's reductio ad absurdum. It becomes like, you end up in a crazy place, so obviously it's wrong. Right? That's Yitzi, you had a comment?
Just in terms of the Rosh Hashita, to begin with, in Kshubis, so he says Shem Chifu, Shem Hazar, is that so posh that is equals Chimad? The Taz on Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Shem Chifu, Shem Hazar, Shem Chifu, Shem Hazar,
right.
So the Taz there, he splits. He says, don't say
chimud. By dam, the Taz says that by dam chimud and simon kuf tzadi beis, we're not worried about chifo shech vaser because over there she's walking around. But over here that she's in bed.
You can't say dam chimutz because you see it.
But I think the lashon of the rushing ksubis sounds more like that. There's a concern that the chimud for bia will lead to dam nidus, and right al yedei the shechvas zera that dam nidus will be covered over. Right, the rush rejects that explicitly here in Maseches Nida. So that's our steer in rush. So you have to say something.
Right.
I mean, the rush though in Ksuba sounds like it's a Vard and Chimud. It really does.
So what's the shaykh between that and Shechazara?
Well, once I'm worried that there was Dam Nido that came out, so then I have to say that that Dam got covered up. And even if I don't see any Dam, even if there's mamish no dam, so the rush says I'm going to be machmir because there was dam nida and the shechvazera covered it. Right? That's why we're machmir in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's a bia gemura, even if there's no dam, she's asura.
Right. I'm just saying that the problem starts if you assume the rush is when the rush is saying shechvazera, he means
right.
But
the Taz is talking about the Taz is distinguishing between the type of chimun and kuf tzadi gimel and the type of chimun and kuf tzadi beis. Taz is saying that the type of chimun and kuf tzadi beis, I'm not worried shema chifo shech vasera because you're walking around. The type of chimun and kuf tzadi gimel when you're in bed, so then it could be that the zera covered it over. Right? And kuf tzadi.
So therefore we can't say that chashash is chimun, we have to say that chashash is something else.
No. There is a chash of chimud, but it's a type of chimud that will be chifosh of fazera. I don't know. I don't think. Rafi, you had a comment?
Isn't there a much more fundamental problem with your body than the original as I mentioned about the doctors? And you see what they're...
No one said this.
Yeah, it just... They were calling it down after the whole time. But you know it's a down after.
Again, but I think there's like a classic Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman, his way of arguing in tshuvas in general is that he accepts your svara, naniach that you're right, so then we should say X, but that's impossible, so therefore you have to be wrong. Right? No one said this in the history of Judaism. Oh, I mean, he goes on for pages and pages and pages. Again, it's a very nice analysis. I don't know if it's very nice. It's like so strange. Movi Chuvi writes, Shuv her ani sefer sidri tahara. Like, who learns neither without the sidri tahara? The whole thing bothers me, but whatever. Jason. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is saying, Rabbi Abadi, if you hold that when you know for sure there's a maka, so then the din of Dan Basulim doesn't apply. So then, I don't have to go to a doctor to know that there's a makkah. A woman knows there's a makkah, right? Because she knows she has basulim beforehand. So even without going to the doctor. Now, you're not going to tell me, Rabbi Abadi, that every woman, we should be make on dam basulim because she knows she has her basulim. Elamah, your svara is wrong. Right? That's basically the jump that he makes. Yeah. So why don't you just tell people to have the basulim removed surgically? L'chayra, that would solve the issue, no? So there is one person I think I'm aware of who recommends this. Blue Greenberg in her book does recommend this. I think it's a very bad idea.
It's
I mean, you're telling someone to go for surgery.
Projector and
right.
They stuck him in the back.
What?
Projector in the back of Ripsilowski's book said it's fine.
If you do it, it's not going to be a problem. But to recommend it as a matter of course to solve an issue, again, we're dealing with every chassan who gets married basically has this issue, right? Every chassan who gets married has this issue. How do we solve the problem? It's very hard. We can't underestimate the difficulty at the beginning of marriage. It's not pashut, right? So, but to recommend that the woman should go for a surgical procedure to solve that difficulty when it's a difficulty that Klai Yisrael has been dealing with for many, many, many hundreds of years. And yes, the first few weeks of marriage can be difficult in many situations. We'll try to speak in a few minutes about Biyashni and Biyashlishis to mitigate the issue a bit, but Lamaisa, it might be unnecessary to go for surgery. That's the basic point. Yeah, Yaakov and then Noah, yeah.
From your rabbinic experience, what percentage of women still have Nisulim when they get married?
It's pretty high. Again, this wouldn't be from my rabbinic experience. This is from my experience of teaching chasanim. When I teach chasanim, I give them my cell phone number and I tell them, if you have a question, call me. You can call me in the middle of the night. Okay. After one of my chasanim gets married, I keep the cell phone with me, because chasanim are very nervous. Kalas are very nervous. They want to know like what the story is. I get shilas. Now, most often when they get the shila in the middle of the night, people are nice enough. They don't call me. They text me. I happen to be a light sleeper, and I hear the beep from my phone that I'm getting a text message. But we get the shilas very often. Now, the shilas come up in different sorts of ways. Remember, the more common shila is that the first half of Siman Kuf Tzadikim. I'll get to your question in a second, Noah. The first half of Siman Kuf Tzadikim was, if there's a Biya Gemura, even when there's no dam, so then the couple has to separate also. Now, Rabbi Forsash, in the back of his Sefer, has a few pages that he wrote in Hebrew called Bira HaMetzius, Be'inyan Biya Rishona, because Baruch Hashem, like Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, and even though in the outside world, this is the way Rabbi Sabalovsky once said it to me, even in the outside world, every 12-year-old and 13-year-old know exactly what to do. Kla Yisrael, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, and we're not really sure exactly what to do, and we're not really sure what happened after. It's very common that the couple isn't sure if there was a Biya Gemura or not. Halacha L'maisa, we generally follow the Sidrei Tahara. That's only considered a Biya Gemura if the entire Aver was Nichnas. Kol HaAver. That's the Sidrei Tahara and Sifkatin Gimel. Diba Maskel Umeata and Diba Maskel Va'adayin. Even though in Yonei Arayos, we might say, we usually assume the Haraz Dino could be a Gemura. And usually we assume the difference between Haraz and Biya Gemura is a Haraz Hachnasas HaTorah. And Biya Gemura is Hachnasas Atara Umixas Haged. That's what the Nod of Yehuda writes. But that's for Arayas. When it comes to this din, it's only if there was Mamish a Biya Gemura that the entire Aver went inside. Now, I should point out that the Sidrei Tahara himself might not say this. The Sidrei Tahara might only be talking about if you marry a Nara or a Katana. You marry a girl who's under 12, a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. But if you marry a Bulgarian, he might be more machmir. Even so, the Morei Hora and our yeshiva all hold that unless there is mamish, a Biya Gemura, that the entire Aver went in, the couple does not have to separate. Often, the couple isn't sure if the entire Aver went in. Usually in these situations, we say ask the wife, just because of the positioning. The wife might have a greater knowledge of this or not. Very often the wife also doesn't know. In a situation when you don't know, so what happens? When Five Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan writes, if you don't know, so it depends. If there was pain, you have to separate. If there wasn't pain, you don't have to separate. That's Sifkat and Yutes in the Badei HaShulchan. The Shevet HaLevi and Shirei Shevet HaLevi assumes that if Rove of the Aver went in, you have to separate. But Lamaisa and our yeshiva, we don't assume like either of these positions. We assume unless Kol HaEver went in, you do not have to separate. And generally the way the Rebbeim and yeshiva say it, unless you're both certain that Kol HaEver went in, providing there's no dam. If there's dam, you have to separate, of course. But if there is no dam, unless you're sure that Kol HaEver penetrated, so then there's no need for separation. That is, it might not be what the Sidrei Tahara says, that I'll acknowledge, but that's what the Tzemach Tzedek writes in Piskei Dinim, that's what the Chochmas Adam writes, and that's what the Rebbeim and our yeshiva seem to follow. That shaila comes up very often, that the couple isn't sure exactly what happened by Biya Rishona, so that shaila kemat every couple asks in one way or another. I'm looking at every. It's very, very common, that shaila.
I was asking how many kalas actually have pesulim and actually see them.
So I'm not 100% sure. I'll talk in a minute about a shayla I got fairly recently.
It's common enough that the Rabbi's concern is a real concern?
Yeah. It's pretty common that couples have difficulty a few times. Or, also what's common is that the couple thinks they have Bia Rishon, think they had a Bia Gemura, and they separate. And it turned out that they didn't really have a Bia Gemura. And on the second Bia, so there's real dam. That happens. Rathi?
If you tell the Simon what you just told us, then what are they asking?
They're nervous. They're uncomfortable and nervous. I do tell that to Hassanim also, but still, people are always nervous. Remember, it's your first encounter with an area of halacha that's pretty serious. People are reasonably uncomfortable, so they ask shailas. It's very important, by the way, when you get these shailas, to show extreme sensitivity, to have as much time as possible. It's the most sensitive, intimate area of life, and you can't give a one-word answer or something. You have to spend a lot of time on it. Again, Chassan teachers, I spoke to Eitan Schnall. Eitan Schnall is like our Chassan teacher in yeshiva. He does a lot over here. I think some of you went to Eitan Schnall. Eitan Schnall also was telling me, you get these shaylas, ma'isim, b'chol yom. Either Chassan teacher gets it or the Kala teacher gets it. The Rabbonim often don't get the shaylas unless the Rabbonim have a good relationship with the Chassan teacher. Noah. Nothing. Okay. So now, did I say there's something I wanted to discuss? Bia Shniyah. Okay. So Bia Shniyah. Is there any difference between Bia Rishona and Bia Shniyah? The Pashtus should be that in a situation when there's Dam, there's no difference between Bia Rishona and Bia Shniyah, no? That should be the Pashtus. Because, right, if it's Dam Basulim, it's Dam Basulim time one, it's Dam Basulim time two, there should be no Svar al-Chalik between them. Rabbi Schnell pointed out to me that maybe the Lashon of the Rashba might indicate that there is a Chalik between Bia Rishon and Bia Shniyah, because when the Rashba said that we are Machmir and Dam Basulim because it's a Maka Lefi Sha'ah, he has a Lashon that's a Maka Pam Achas, no? Is that the Lashon of the Rashba somewhere here? Right? Afagad the Inlucha Maka Gedola Mizu. Right? Yesh Lahachmer She'ena Elo L'Sha'a U'Pa'am Achas. So maybe, right, when the Rashba says Pam Achas, he's telling me that you only have to be Machmer one time. Right? There are Shmuas out there in the world that Bia Shniyah is governed by slightly different rules than Bia Rishona. I don't think it could really be based on the Rashba. I don't think when the Rashba says Pam Achas, he mamish means Pam Achas. But the Kula is based on the Darkei Tshuva in Sifkat and Zayin, called the Tshuva, the Tzemach Tzedek, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet. The Tzemach Tzedek being the grandson of the Alter Rebbe, also was named Menachem Mendel, no? As opposed to the other Tzemach Tzedek, Rebbe Menachem Mendel of Nicholsburg, this is the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch. Rebbe Menachem Mendel, right? Lubavitch has never said the name. Menachem Mendel Schneerson. It's like Voldemort Lahavdol, right? Like, never say the name. But, whatever. So, in the Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek and Simon Kuf Nun Daled, he has a shaila like this about a woman who basically was very, very small, and they wanted to assume that because she was bleeding after the dam, she was bleeding after the bia, after bia rishon, after bia shniyah. So the Tzemach Tzedek wanted to attribute the dam, wanted to give attribute the kulos of ksumim to the dam that come out, to dam basulim. And he says that if it's pachis mikigris, that's his discussion over there. If it's pachis mikigris, he thinks you could be mekel. He quotes that the women say that they heard from his grandfather, from the Alter Rebbe, to be machmir, that we're not going to give kulos of ksumim We're not going to give kulos hiksumin to dam basulim. But he sounds like he's makel. The shaila is he makel for all, in all situations? Now, he's also talking about bia shniya. He's not talking about bia rishona. No? Bia rishona says the Tzemach Tzedek. We're concerned that even if you saw no dam, maybe there was dam there. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That if there's a bia gemura, we're worried that there was dam. V'chifahu shechfazera. By bia shniya, we don't have that concern. Therefore, bia rishona, we assume, is really this dam, no matter what. And if we're assuming there's dam no matter what, we're not going to give it kulos hiksumin. Bia shniya, that very often there isn't dam. So then, the Tzemach Tzedek, at least in the case of this woman who was small, was willing to give the kulos hiksumin. And I think if you read the tshuva there, os dalid, it sounds like by every woman, he'd be willing to give the kulos hiksumin. So because she was a small woman, so it's more likely that the aver of the zachar is going to hit the sides and make it uncomfortable, and it's going to be very painful and make her bleed. Is that real? I don't know. Huh? I don't know if that's real. That's the context of the tshuva. Rabbi Forrest writes in a footnote that maybe the Tzemach Tzedek is only talking about a very small woman and you can't extrapolate from it to other cases. But l'maisa morei ho-ra'a ar meko on bia shniya. Chacham Ovadia Yosef in the Taharas HaBayis, the end of volume 1, has a section on dam basulim. He's meko on bia shniya by dam basulim to give it the kulos of ksamim. In other words, if the dam is uncolored, it will be mekel. But Chacham Ovadia is only mekel if the dam is not mamish right underneath her. If the dam is mamish right underneath her, Chacham Ovadia is not going to be mekel. I once had a case because then, so the where else it's going to come from, if it's mamish right underneath her, we know where it came from. But if this dam on the sheets and it's colored sheets and there's some other place, so maybe it could be that there was a macholas.
I know, but how
maybe it could be
what the shilas are all going to be when it's right under her, but it is done.
So usually what Rabbi Neuberger recommends is that the couple should stay in their place. The woman should stay in bed for a few minutes after the bia. She should stay in bed, and then if you don't see it right away, so then you can attribute it to ksanim.
Give time.
That's Rabbi Neuberger's recommendation. I once had a case that there was dam on the aver of the zohar after a bia shlishis, actually. We had to be machmer in that case, no? Where else is the dam coming from? What? How does Rabbi Neuberger... His Eitzah helps basically that if you're staying in bed for a long time, so you're not 100% sure the dam came from her. It's possible since there was so much time it came from elsewhere.
You think it's right under her?
And then the dam comes later. That's the point. She's staying in bed. The dam still hasn't come.
Right.
And then they come back and then they see it?
I think so, yeah.
So that makes a lot more sense.
Then you can say it's a kesem. It's not regular. Again, this is not a pashat kula at all. It's not a pashat kula. To treat bia shniya with the kulos hiksumim is not pashat.
But the Tzemach Tzedek himself, all of the eight made on by the first and second bia?
The Tzemach Tzedek is only make on the second bia, but he's also... The case in the Tzemach Tzedek is this very small woman. So, bia shniya. Igris Moshe Chelek Aleph Simin Pei Hei. If there was a little bit of dam during Bia Rishona, even if it wasn't a complete Bia, by Bia Rishona there's dam, the couple has to separate. Do they have to separate by Bia Shania if they have a complete Bia? Rav Moshe says no, because the issue is that we're worried that there was a little bit of dam that came out. Maybe that little bit of dam that came out on Bia Rishona. You don't have to worry by Bia Shania that the dam came out. Again, many Morei Hora'ah have a Mahala.
But Rav Abaye, you say all these cool.
Well, Rav Abaye, yeah. Because Rav, I'm not sure. Like, these coolers are not so bad, right? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Rav Abadi, I think, wants to be Mako even for... Rav Abadi's kul is bigger. He's going to make even bigger Rishona. Right?
Which is not really his original problem.
Right. Right? And not Hanami. Right? If you wonder, if you try to prevent the situation, a couple is going to be Tamea, like, with the exception of 3 nights out of the first couple months of marriage. Yeah. Right? And not Hanami. I don't know. So some of these are the big issues. There's a little bit of dam by bia rishona, a complete bia by bia shniya. We don't assume they have to separate by the complete bia. Some morei hora'ah, by the way, have the mahalach, and this is like based on what Rav Cohen said before, that we determine whether there was hasharas habsulim or not based on pain. Lamaisa, many women experience pain for a number of bias right at the beginning. So it's hard to assume that when there's pain, you have to be worried about dam basulim, because that will create big problems. Because many women experience pain for quite some time. Again, if you read Rabbi Forst's book, page 487, 488, he has a lot of other details that that we didn't get into. But this is basically what we wanted to say about Bia Rishona and Bia Shniya by Dan Basum. The Sidra Tahara is a very important. I'm not comfortable with Rav Abadi. I think I made that pretty clear. Is there anything that we missed here? Yeah. Yeah, so Rabbi Simon does not hold like Rav Abadi as a matter of course. He will hold like that Rav Abadi by a Bia Shniya situation if she knows that there is still Basulim somehow. For Bia Rishona, he won't. For Bia Shniya, he will. If I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure about this, Nikud. I once had a case. So I have the Shaila. I have the Shaila like this. What would you guys say about this case? A couple had Bia Rishona, there was Dam by Bia Rishona, and then the woman was not Pirsah Nida. Very often, women schedule themselves that they should be, they're on birth control, and they should be Pirsah Nida shortly after the Bia Rishona. This woman is not going to be Pirsah Nida for a while, just the way her cycle works out. She won't be Pirsah Nida for a while. And so it's only Dam Basulim. Then she's doing her Bedikos during Shiva Nikiyam for Dam Basulim, like women do, and there's dam on the side of the bedika cloth, and she said it was painful at that point where she was doing the bedika, and she tried to do a second bedika that same day, which actually worked out better, even though I don't know if I would have recommended this as a matter of course, but she did a second bedika. She sees dam, same spot on the bedika cloth, the second bedika that day. Can we be tola b'maka? Can we say that the dam that appears on the bedika cloth, right, is not dam that will render her tamea, but it's dam maka on the bedika cloth, and it's going to be, right, will be metaher her, because, right, we know there's a maka here. There's a maka hamitziya dam. It's called dam basulim. It's called, there's a real maka, right, even though the bia made her tamea, but on the bedikos, we should be mako. Look in the tshuvos of the Shevet HaLevi, Chelakei Simin Kuf Yotes. Rav Wozner is machmir, because Rav Wozner says that dam al yedei, the bedikos, is lo gora than dam that comes with an instrument. And you have to be machmir. Right? Rav Wozner's son, Rav Ben Sion Wozner, wrote to him. Rav Ben Sion Wozner wanted to be maker. Rav Ben Sion Wozner is responsible for the Washington Heights Eruv on my side. No? So Rav Ben Sion Wozner wanted to be maker, but his father said not to be maker on this situation. I had a case about this. I spoke it over with Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig thought we could be maker. You know that the dam on the bedika cloth is dam maka.
Is Rabbi Willig maker for also?
Rabbi Willig would be maker. So why are you doing bedikas? So there's a din that you do bedikas, even though you're doing bedikas, even if you'll see dam. Right, you'll be mekel. Rabbi Willig told me that maybe you should be nervous if the dam is right in the middle of the bedika cloth. But if the dam is on the side of the bedika cloth, He felt because the basulim is going to be like a ring around the sides, the dam will end up on the side of the bedikha cloth. If the dam is on the side of the bedikha cloth, Rabbi Willig felt you can't be make on this. Yeah, so dam maka tends to be a slightly different color than regular dam nidus. Dam maka, Rabbi, tends to be a small amount of dam maka, tends to be pinkish for some reason. That we'll talk about when, I hope Rabbi Neuberger will come in and give a shiur when we learn colors. But, yeah, you see.
Is that still considered a maka l'fisha?
So it's the same maka. She feels, l'chayim, maka l'fisha means it's a temporary maka that will heal. It will heal over time. It's not a maka that's going to make her usher to her husband. It will heal. It's not pamakas, but it's l'fisha.
Exactly. I mean,
right.
So why is it
different than a different makkah
that
also gives a beautiful. So the real shaila over here is how quickly does the makkah habasulim heal? Right? For how long can I attribute dam to this, to the basulim? I'm not sure about that. And now, by the way, one thing that we have going for us is because this woman didn't see real dam nida, so it's... He didn't see real dam nida, so it's only a din de rabbanon, right?
Well,
it's
why? Well, suffik hargasha,
suffik hargasha, but we also have the maka to attribute it to. So like those kind of work against each other.
That is
the shy, right?
Any
bedika that's a shy, but in this case though, because the whole issue on the table mitchila is an issue de rabbanon, maybe there's more room to be makel. Remember that's what we said from the lechem v'simla, who's makel. On Bedika Emtsa'is only, he was only doing it though in the situation when there's no dam, right? Because he felt it's a suffix. In this case, there was dam, so I wouldn't have the Lachem V'Simla to rely on, but I'm inclined that there's more room to be Mako because the whole issue Mitchila is only an issue de Rabbanon. There should be more room to be Mako. So if you'll look in the Sefer Pischei Tshuvos, he has a little paragraph about this Shaila. The finding dam on the bedikah cloth during the Shiva Nikiyim after dam basulim, whether you can attribute it to the makkah. Okay, I wanted to get to your letters today, but we didn't get there. That probably doesn't surprise that many people besides me. Okay, thank you.